WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
WWE is a safe haven. They do good. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. That was the mission statement of Titus O'Neil. I'm so rocking that, Lindsay Ward.
That was indeed the mission statement of one Titus O'Neil. Oh, poor Titus. Oh, dear.
Like, they made it a whole big deal. Like, okay, lights are out. Please welcome WWE Global Ambassador. I was like, who? Oh, Titus. Right. It was a weird start to the show.
It was a very weird start to the show. It was like, we're in damage control mode now. You can tell that they're in damage control because they don't want to have to worry about Vince's next fuck up, basically.
So let's send Titus out in his hometown to talk things up. But WWE officially kicked off Raw with Becky Lynch. She said she was just informed that the winner of Bianca Belair versus Carmella would defend the title against her at SummerSlam. She talked about how she'll be, this is her journey of redemption, how she'll become the next Raw Women's Championship champion. Bianca came out. She said what Lynch did last week was foul. She said Lynch caused distraction so that she can now lose her match. And she told Becky, you can do whatever you want. She wants to take the focus off her and put it on herself. But this is not Becky Lynch's comeback, WrestleMania comeback story. It's, Bianca said it's actually her comeback story from last year's SummerSlam because it was the lowest point of her career. She said she vowed to restore her reputation. Bianca said that once she beats Carmella Raw, she's going to rewrite their story. Carmella came out and said she's a badass with a great ass. She talked about being with Bianca last week and, you know, convenient that Bianca got distracted and failed to beat the count. She wondered if Bianca was outmatched and, you know, took a shortcut. And, well, if she does, then, well, she'll be money in the next Raw Women's Champion, because if she got counted out tonight, she would lose the championship. Becky and Carmella went after Bianca. Then we went to break, leading to Bianca and Carmella, which saw Bianca retain her title.
This was a nice showing for both ladies. I thoroughly enjoyed this. And Becky was, like, freaking gold on commentary.
She was great on commentary. The girls had a good match. I liked the promo exchanges they had. I thought, again, I keep saying this every week, I think Carmella's doing a great job. Like, she's not the best in the ring, but she's great on the mic. And she can back it up in the ring to have really good matches with people. And I think week in and week out, she's had a great match with Carmella 3 times in a row, or with Bianca 3 times in a row.
I will 100% back you up on that. I think they're doing really good things with Carmella. It's nice to see them doing things with her, so we always stand that in this house. But yeah, it's good that they're finally doing things with her, you know?
Like, she's someone who has credibility because she's won Money in the Bank. She's been champion before. She beat Charlotte twice, I think. And yeah, so she has the credibility to back it up, and the fact that they're giving her a chance when they needed somebody because Rhea got hurt, she played her part really well.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I think that's why we're getting Becky and Bianca, because Rhea's not ready, which is unfortunate, and we're going to get a really good match at SummerSlam between the two. After the match, Bianca and Becky dropped the belt at Bianca's feet. You know.
The disrespect.
Very disrespectful. We had the Street Profits being interviewed. They talked about, you know, Jeff Jarrett being the special referee at SummerSlam, which is an interesting choice, but they're in Nashville, so it makes sense.
Jeff Jarrett's going to be really busy that weekend.
We'll talk about that Thursday. We'll put that in the news, and we're going to talk about it. Omos and MVP showed up and, you know, basically brought up how Omos beat Dawkins last week, and, well, they pitched Dawkins versus Omos for later in the show.
I mean, okay. I won't complain about it.
No, I mean, going to that match, Dawkins would beat Omos by disqualification, leading to MVP and Omos taking on the Street Profits, which saw the Street Profits ending up getting the win by disqualification when the Usos showed up. So, continuing the feud on.
Again, I can't complain. This is a good feud.
They're building up to, like, the match at Money in the Bank was good between two. I had to remember what the name of the show was. And we're going to get another one at SummerSlam. So there you go. So we had Rey Mysterio and Damian Priest. Beforehand, we had some interesting interactions where they chose not to injure Dominic last week because they thought they made the right decision. He would make the right decision and join them in the Judgment Day. Priest said they guarantee Dom will join them tonight. They could see it in his eyes that he wants to leave his father and told him to do so. So after Damian beats Mysterio, or Rey Mysterio in this case, Finn had some chairs and they wanted Dominic to join. And Dominic says, okay. After, you know, stopping the punishment, he said, I'll join. But Ian Priest is like, now you'll join? Well, it doesn't work that way. And then they attack Dominic. So was it a plan all along just to...
It was them, Austin. It was them all along.
It was them all along.
I like this. I thought this was good. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to continue to tempt Dominic as they sort of look at things and try to figure them out, especially with Rhea out of the picture. Damian Priest needs to come with a damn warning label.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared, and then he just walks out there looking like that. The problem is, no offense to Finn Burt, because I love Finn Burt. I really do. But if you're going to have somebody standing there in guy liner and a latex jacket, full length.
With spikes?
With spikes and chains and whatnot. Finn standing next to him looking like just a guy that's tits out at a bus stop just doesn't work. At least get Finn a suit. At least have him do the suit thing. Like, I know he's out there in his gear and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it didn't work for me. Like, visually, it did not work. Because you had Damian who kind of stood out like a sore thumb in this. And if it's going to be a thing, at least make it cohesive. Like, that's the one thing that worked about Judgment Day with Edge was it was all... cohesive. The entire presentation was cohesive. Where they all had the similar look, they all had the similar aesthetic, like everything. Everything was just together. With this, I understand that they've kind of dropped the ball on it and they're just doing whatever the heck they want with it. And that's fine. That's cool. Do whatever. You do you. But for me, it's visually, at least do something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're trying to figure it out. The Mysterios will take on Judgment Day next week to celebrate 20 years of Rey Mysterio in WWE.
Good for them doing something for Rey. Woo!
It was Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Dana Brooke versus Nikki A.S.H., Doudrop, and Tamina. There was a bunch of 24/7 shenanigans, including Alexa Bliss winning the title over Nikki A.S.H. at one point. Then she got destroyed by Doudrop. But the match itself continued on. Dana would end up leaving with the belt. Asuka would make Nikki tap out to win the match for her team.
Nice.
Shenanigans. That's the...
It was just shenanigans. It's people are going to be mad that, like,
Alexa won the title, but it was fine. It's not her long-term vision.
They're just trying to keep her busy until they get her ready to go for her, whatever her long-term vision is. But yeah, this was fine. It was entertaining.
So Kevin Owens returned to Monday Night Raw after a few weeks of absence. He's like, I knew the fans would miss me. It was a KO show. He brought out his guest, Riddle. Owens was, what do I do with the flip-flop, because it was just in the ring. Owens told Riddle that he had to step away because he was driving himself crazy, trying to prove that Elias and Ezekiel and Elrod were the same person. But he went on a nature retreat to find his inner peace. You know, and, you know, he wanted Riddle here because Riddle knows something about finding his inner peace, somehow. He talked about how he and Riddle have lost their best friend. You lost Randy, I lost Seth, and the whole story about that. And he said, RK Bro was good, but Bro KO could be great. Riddle's like, I know you're the biggest liar ever, dude. But, you know, Owen's like, I understand, but give his best, but he's turned over a new leaf. Owen pointed out that Riddle trusted Orton, who was the biggest snake in WWE history. And then, you know, Riddle was upset you're bad-mouthing Randy. Riddle was ready for a fight. Seth Rollins burned it down. Music played. Nothing happened. Played again. This time, Seth Rollins attacked him from behind, stomping, leaving him laying with two stomps.
This was good. Yeah. I like this. Set up stuff for later, too, which was really nice.
Kirkpatrick was talking to Seth Rollins. Why are you going after Riddle? Why is he talking to Riddle? Rollins said Riddle's stupidity is quickly turned into arrogance. He said Riddle's so stupid he thinks Orton cared about him, but turned... Dan Owens actually thinks he could beat him at SummerSlam. Ezekiel showed up and said, why'd you attack him, man? Rollins says he does what he wants and stomps who he wants, including Ezekiel's brothers. Ezekiel told him to not talk about his family. We would get a match between Seth Rollins and Ezekiel, with Seth Rollins getting the win.
Good stuff. Very, very, very good stuff. Liked all of this.
It's good. I don't know, Ezekiel's charm may be running a little low at this stage, though.
Perhaps. I mean, it's a difficult thing, right? Because you know what you know, and he had the really good intro with Kevin, and they established him with Kevin. That was absolutely the right thing to do, and now it's, let's figure it out from here sort of deal?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to figure it out with Ezekiel in terms of what to do next. And they haven't gone there yet.
Mm. Austin Theory was in the ring. He said he would take back his U.S. title from Bobby Lashley and then cash it in Money Bank contract. Whoever is left of Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. Theory said Reigns and Lesnar are going to destroy one another, which, you know, showed footage. Theory said why Reigns and Lesnar, Madcap Moss, the fans, Dolph Ziggler don't like him because they are jealous of him. More footage. This brought out AJ Styles. AJ said Theory was big about making big promises. He said he had one of his own. Styles said he'll be the first in a long line of people to take either the U.S. title or the undisputed WWE Universal Championship from him. Styles said the locker room isn't jealous of Theory. They just think he's a big jackass. Theory asked Styles what he was doing when he was his age. Styles said he was proud of where he's from. He said he is where he's at because of what he was back then. Theory asks Styles if he's now an old grizzled veteran. Styles says he's the guy who's going to knock some response in the Theory. Styles knocked down Theory, leading to Styles and Theory. You had Dolph Ziggler at ringside. AJ would win by countout. And there you go. He would end up taking a Styles clash afterwards.
I enjoy this. I like this. They're doing something different with it.
Yeah. I would like to see Theory get the wins. Not losing, but here we are.
He's kind of got the curse of the Money in the Bank right now. So they always do this with the Money in the Bank winner. So hopefully he doesn't have it very long. But yeah,
wins would be better. Yeah, he needs some wins.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Wins would be better.
He needs some wins, yeah. So, making sure I covered everything before this point, I believe we have. So it takes us to the main event segment. Also, Veer said boo. Good use.
Man, I want Veer's hair care regime. Like, what the hell does he do to it? Because, dude, it looked nice.
So, it was the most must-see talk show segment of all time, Miz TV. He talked about how he was in the celebrity softball game. He was named MVP and was even presented with a WWE championship. Miz then brought out Logan Paul. Logan Paul asked Miz if he's going to accept his challenge at SummerSlam. The Miz showed footage of what happened at WrestleMania. Just the win. And then Logan's like, show the rest. including the skull-crushing finale. Miz told Logan Paul he's a rookie and therefore the challenge you want, it's denied. Because, you know, you have to earn it. You have to earn the right to be in it. He's a rookie after all.
I mean, he's not a celebrity anymore. He did sign with the company, so yeah. He's got to pay his dues.
Logan Paul said he was told he couldn't build a social media following, and, well, he revolutionized the industry. The recap says he revolutionized the injury. He said that he was told he couldn't box and hang with Floyd Mayweather. He did. Now he's on his highlight reel. He said he was told he wouldn't be able to compete at WrestleMania. He did. Logan Paul says he's in his prime and called Miz an old man. Logan Paul said next week, since you think I can't do what you do, I want to host a talk show segment of my own at Raw in Madison Square Garden. Miz is like, yeah, you can try to be like me. The answer is still no. Logan Paul says he wasn't surprised Miz turned down the challenge. But that's what you expect, someone with two blueberries in his pants. Which he then led the crowd in a tiny balls chant. Miz then took off his shirt to reveal a shirt. The one that says, hi, I'm the Miz. I have massive balls. Miz asked the fans, you want to see it? You want to see the match? Then I accept. Miz tries to go after him. Logan Paul was ready for it. They were having a fight. He clotheslines Miz out of the ring. Ciampa gets in the ring. They do a 2-on-1 beatdown for a while before Logan Paul was able to escape. As he was, Sarah Schreiber asked, well, you know, what happened? What was going on? Miz said, there's only one Miz TV. He says this is his house. Miz closed by saying he's the Miz. And he's awesome.
I like this. This is a very nice follow-up to WrestleMania. They've been kind of teasing it.
I thought Logan Paul handled himself very well. He was on point. The back and forth was really good. You now, everyone can see why Miz is who he is and why he's put in these positions. He can get the best out of a celebrity. He's done it time in and time out. And tonight he showed again in a talking segment with a celebrity. He got them where he needed to get. He got the crowd into it. Got them excited for the match. He sold the match. Everything done was done perfectly. Ciampa was in a great backup role. Yes, Ciampa could be doing more. But guess what? He's in the ring with Logan Paul. Like, it's fine. Like, Ciampa is not Ciampa of NXT. That guy's dead. This is Ciampa on Raw. Different person, different character. He said his goodbye to who he was in the past. This is who he is now. And that's fine. I thought this was really good. Good close to the show.
It's keeping Ciampa in a nice place. Would we like to see him do better like Rock said? Yes, absolutely. But at least he's on TV. At least he's in a major program. It's not what we want, but we'll take it. Okay? So everybody chill.
Yeah.
But I thought this was good. I thought this was... Everything about this was great, because Logan Paul is Logan Paul, and he brought in eyeballs. That's why they signed him. That's exactly why they did it, was because he brings an audience with him. And that's what they want to do. They want to have talent, whether they are wrestlers, whether they are personalities, whether they are attractions, whatever you want to call them. They want to have people that bring an audience with them, because they are trying to maintain and grow an audience. And the more celebrities... The more eyeballs that they can put on their product, then the better chance they have of retaining some of those people. Will they retain everybody? No. Because wrestling's not for everybody. But you know what? People are willing to watch Logan Paul get punched in the face. And if they did it once, they'll do it again. And so on and so on and so on. So I don't have a problem with this. I thought this was fine, especially to close the show. Were there other things that could have closed the show? Yes. But I thought this was a good close, because you had the big signee, in quotations, Logan Paul making his debut on Monday Night Raw and challenging The Miz and getting into it with The Miz. And, well, he kind of got his comeuppance, didn't he?
Yeah, so all in all, good show.
Very good show.
Well, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Available this week, the Rack X Reviews, Miz and Mrs. Season 3, Episode 8. Episode 7 now available. Live Thursday, it's Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, not NXT, because we don't do NXT, but news, notes, a discussion topic, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of Steve Radio, SteveRadio.com, GreatAndGreatDebate.com. Before that, will be Fortnite with friends around 10-ish. Play some Fortnite, trios, do the thing, pop off. I don't know. There's a new shotgun. Anyway, Sunday, WTR, Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Have you sent Tim Bricks yet? Do so at Flames Forum.
You're sending Tim bricks? Why are you sending Tim bricks?
Just send them pictures of bricks. You know why.
Do I?
Yeah.
You're going to have to remind me because I don't remember.
Anyway, so send them pictures of bricks.
Oh, that. Right.
Yeah.
Now
you get it?
Now I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link in the account, it's called Prime Games Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
There's DC stuff. There's going to be Dragon Ball Z stuff. If that's something you're into, use the codes.
WWE win.
Fall Guys.
No.
Fall Guys.
No.
I mean, yes. That's actually happening.
That's actually happening, but no, I don't. I'm not buying it.
Anyway, continue.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LoadSword, LADSWRDA. Sorry, I'm very yawny tonight. I don't know why. So that's Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can follow me on YouTube, LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes. And you can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LynnsWard. Same as everything else, except the creator code. Because I'm stupid.
Cool.
At some point, I'll change it.
This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And right back here every Monday night, the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves, the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.